Before we get started on today's episode, we want to thank our sponsors.
Vegamore, HelloFresh, and BetterHelp.
You'll hear more about them throughout the episode.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true. That,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Mel.
And we are real life sisters. We get on your podcast feed or online, wherever you watch us or listen. Every single week, we can talk about what the heck we want to talk about, because that's what we do. Okay. That's what we do. That's what we did. And so I will say this, though. This will be our last episode for the summer. So we won't be back until the week of August 5th. I just looked it up to make sure I'm not lying. Yeah. The week of August 5th. So we basically take off the entire month of July, but we're starting a week early because the 20th, my 20th wedding
anniversary,
vow renewal, vow, yes, all the things is happening next week. And so we ended up doing a week earlier. And Mel is stressed about that. Does that want to be your long story short?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm tired. I'm stressed. It's your wedding and I'm stressed. Why? Yeah. Why is that the case?
What are you stressed about, though?
I don't have anything to wear to your wedding.
You don't have your dress yet?
No. No, I don't. And I searched them all and I searched the sites and I've ordered everything and returned them all. I went this morning to the post office, to UPS, to all the places so I can return stuff because I don't have anything to wear. I was all day at the mall yesterday, all day at the mall on, what's yesterday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yesterday was Sunday.
I also went on Saturday. Nothing. I have to go back to these malls because I have to return stuff. I have nothing. I have nothing.
Where have you shopped? Have you tried ASOS?
Yes.
What did you get, though? Because ASOS, I saw a couple items on ASOS that I could have sent to folks.
You know what the problem is? The problem is, you ever become aware of something and now that's all you can think about?
Yes.
That's what happened.
Oh.
I tried something on and didn't like how my body looked in it.
Oh.
So now all I can focus on is how my body looks in these things and I don't like it. Oh. And so therefore nothing looks good to me. And now I'm just upset and I want to wear a muumuu. I'm looking for a cute muumuu. So if any of you know of any pink muumuus or purple, I'll look like Barney. It's fine. If anyone is aware, please send me the link because I don't know what to wear. I don't like anything. I'm stressed out. I hope. The problem is I'm going to get my hair done. I'm getting braids, I decided. I'm going to get my hair at some point this week, and I'm going to get my lashes done. And I'm hoping happens,
yeah,
I'll feel better. However, that's on Thursday. Friday, we leave on when we leave?
Saturday.
So that's too late to buy something at that point.
Yes.
So I'm just going to bring six options. And
that's smart, though.
If they work, they work. If they don't, they don't. It's your fault because you made a video. You made a video. And let me tell you, in particular, this is where you caught me up. You said on one of the dresses, that looks too flimsy. That looks too baggy. And flimsy and baggy is what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for. So now I'm like, okay. So now what's going to happen?
I didn't like the sleeves on that dress.
Yeah, but you stressed me out. And now I have nothing to wear to your wedding. So my kids are cute. I have their stuff. I bought all of their stuff. Greg has a nice suit. Everybody's fine. I am not fine.
That's usually how it works, though.
And everyone knows before vacation, you have a gazillion things to do when you're a woman. Okay. Oh. You have hair. You have lashes. You have shoes, and you have every single thing that you have to buy, okay, that you typically buy in the span of like your lifetime. You have to now do it in the span of like 2 days.
Seriously.
And you have to find a way to pack it all in the suitcase for your trip. So I'm just annoyed. on top of there's like a gazillion things happening. There's YSL is going crazy. Karen Reed is going crazy.
Still today?
Yes. We have to do debriefs and recaps and dresses, and there's so much going on. Somebody do something.
Do something, John.
Someone do something.
I'm sorry, sister.
It's not your fault. Well, kind of it is. Kind of it is. You popped the trunk. I'm popping it on you. But your dress looks beautiful. You're going to look amazing. You're the bride, and you're the one who matters. It doesn't matter for me. Nobody's going to pay attention to what I look like.
But it does, because I want everyone to look amazing. That's the only reason why I'm asking everybody to look amazing, is because I do want everybody to look amazing.
Well, add to the pressure, Melissa.
I'm sorry.
I want you to look amazing. I just told you I don't think I look amazing.
I know. I'm sorry. But
I don't have a dress.
I really want everybody. Did you go on Revolve?
Yes.
Revolve can do next day shipping too.
Yeah, I get one tomorrow.
Okay. Because
I'm still searching for something to wear. It's coming tomorrow. Another option.
I hope it works out for you. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I'm sorry. I really didn't. This is what's so funny. And I told Mel about this, and she told me I did it wrong. And I actually
did
concur. When I initially was doing that video, the idea, J Lux Label is a good one too.
Search them too.
Okay. I'm giving you all the places
I'll go.
Name
one and tell me I didn't search it. Searched it.
And you said ASOS?
Searched it.
Dang.
Ordered two things.
Off
ASOS? In multiple sizes.
I just saw something. Meshki. Meshki's a good one.
I don't know if that's the... I don't know if I searched that one.
Meshki's a good one. Thank you for who said Meshki's.
I don't
Lulu's
know if I did
is good.
I searched Lulu's.
Okay. Meshki's is a good one.
Okay. That's the only one that y'all are naming I haven't searched.
Here's
the problem, okay? And y'all, this is the truth. You can be here for this or you cannot. My boobs are not the kind of boobs that you can wear a backless dress with, okay? They are not the kind that you can wear even a strapless bra. Me and the bra, strapless be struggling, okay? They are the kind that need support. I have two children. And even before the two children, they needed support. And so here we are. You are getting married on the beach in the summer. The vibes of beach summer require back out, sides out, no straps, side straps. They require drama. My boobs are drama enough. They don't have the ability to be drama and also add more drama, because people are going to have questions. And so, all of these sites y'all are listing, don't tell me about boob tape. I don't want to hear about your boob tape. I don't want to hear about your boob tape. Your boob tape don't work. It don't work for these boobs. I don't know. Anthropology, I searched it. I don't know who is in the back rooms of these boob tape companies, but they don't have my boobs. Because if you did, y'all would be making better boob tape. Because these boob tapes don't work. Don't tell me about Skims. Don't tell me about Spanx. Don't tell me about none of it. None of it works. None of it works.
This is Mel need to get this off her chest.
I did.
Say more.
Because what is happening? Let me tell you how stressed out Melissa's wedding has me. Let me tell you. I am now looking into surgery. I was like, well, how quickly can I have somebody fix these before I go to the wedding? Because then maybe I can have a dress that has my back out. So.
I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry.
It's actually not completely related to her job, but I mean to her wedding. However, I just want y'all to know, I don't tell me about none of the things, because they don't work. I've tried them all. I've had these. I'm 36 or 7, one of those, and I've had these for most of that time frame. I know how they work. I also know how they don't work. There is not a solution yet that works for me.
Okay.
Moving on. Oh, I should do an ad.
Go ahead, girl. Because we're here now. Sorry, Monique is in there talking about. Okay.
Let me tell you what I am happy with.
That is my hair.
And that's because of products like Vegamore. I'm always trying to do right by my body. Amen. So when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthy hair and scalp. With Vegamore, I'm able to have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair without all the harsh ingredients. Every cute pink bottle of Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. They have obviously some amazing products. I've mentioned many times before that Courtney, who is on Melissa's team, swears by Vegamore, loves it, has told us about how amazing the products are. And what's even better is that Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit, where you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair, because you know when you get low and then you don't order at that time, then the next thing you know, you're out and now you don't have what you need. So when you subscribe, okay, when you use their subscription, you get to never run low. It takes care of it for you. So give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Gin and Juice listeners get 20% off of their first order by going to vegamore.com/gin.
Gin.
And use code GIN.
GIN.
At checkout. That's Vegamore, VEGAMOUR.com/gin. Code GIN to save 20% on your first order. Vegamore.com/gin. Code GIN.
GIN. Are you done ginning
it up? I am done.
I was going to give you your space.
I am done.
I'm sorry for everyone. I have stressed out.
It's your wedding.
But I am sorry in the way that...
You're also not sorry.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm sorry in the like... but I'm not going to change it type of way.
Absolutely.
You know how they say like a real apology or the best apology is change behavior.
Mm-mm.
I'm actually not going to change my behavior.
I wouldn't expect you to.
I do want folks to show up and show out. I really do. I really do. Because in my mind, you guys are going to look so good in the pictures and everyone's going to be color coordinated and dressed to impress. That's the thing. Like when people don't come dressed to impress and you're in the pictures, you stand out, you look odd.
100%.
And so I want folk to like come ready, because this is the other thing about me that people know when I go to places, which I never actually really realized, but I'm starting to. If I'm invited somewhere, if I'm on a panel, people will often come to me and be like, I knew I had to come correct because I knew you were going to be on the panel. Mm. Or I knew Melissa was going to dress, so I knew I had to.
Yes.
So I'm trying to forewarn y'all.
Absolutely.
This, I'm actually asking. If we're doing stuff and I don't, it's not mine, I really don't care how you come. It don't affect me. Don't never mind. But because it's mine, I do want mm-hmm. you to come correctly. I do want you a little bit to come correctly. So please come correctly. So that way when we go back and we look at the pictures, y'all going to be like, that was the best dress wedding, because everybody came like dressed to the nines. So I am so sorry that I still expect this from y'all. I will tell you this. I'm doing all the things. So instead of doing a guest book where people sign,
yes,
we're doing a picture one. So I bought these Polaroid cameras.
Yep.
And you get to take a picture and stick it inside of the book.
Uh-huh.
And then to the right or left, depending on where the thing is, you write a note.
Oh, got it. Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that so cute?
That is cute.
So, again, don't you want to be cute in that picture?
Yeah. I want to be cute every day of my life. Not just for your wedding. I want to be cute in general.
It's going to be so good. So there's going to be all of the... Actually, this isn't the date. This is actually for the welcome party. We'll do it because I have too many things going on for the vow renewal. But for the welcome party, you guys will... All the people, all the guests will be able to take a picture and then stick it in there. And then they get to write like a little note or whatever. And then for the day of... I'm about to tell you all the stuff. It don't matter.
We're here now.
We're here now. It doesn't matter. We're doing the outfit of the day of the guests. So all the guests will say hi to the camera and show their outfit. So we're going to string that together. And it's going to be like, did my guest nail it? Yes.
Did my guest nail it?
Yes. Did my guest nail it?
Add the pressure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm telling you. So you don't give up. And so that's
part
of it.
So you don't give up.
Don't give up. Keep the fight. Keep the strength. Go black people.
Anyone know any plastic surgeons that can do surgery tomorrow?
It's going to be so exciting. I'm so excited. And then we're going to do a post. They're going to be post ceremony interviews. So I got this little
mic. This is reality TV.
Oh, it's so good.
We got confessionals.
Yeah. So you're going to have like little mics and you're going to give like either your favorite memory or like words of encouragement or like whatever.
This is amazing. So good.
I am so excited for all of this stuff. Yeah, the pressure got worse there. I'm sorry. I am so excited to capture all of these memories for me forever.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be
so
fun.
You deserve it because
fun.
Your first one was not this.
It actually, it only Monique's wedding was better. I got married. No, Nick actually got married first. Maybe not.
No, because you got married in June. She got married in October.
In the fall. Yeah.
In the fall.
So I got married. Nick's wedding was better. And we got married within a few months.
Yes.
Mel got married legitimately 10 years later, which in real time I didn't actually realize.
Same.
But now, legitimately, McKinley is 10 years younger than Joe.
Yep.
And Mel's wedding anniversary. I'm celebrating 20 this year. In September, Mel will be celebrating 10. Her 10th, yep. Right? Freaking phenomenal. It was the first time. This is how churchy we were. It never occurred to me that you could have a wedding outside of a church until your wedding. Hand to God. It did not occur to me that you could get married outside of a church until Melanie's wedding.
You know, it's so funny. I never, ever intended ever to get married inside of a church.
That is so
ever.
Wild.
I love the Lord. I love Jesus. And I still never intended to ever have a wedding inside of a church. No, thank you.
I never considered it.
That's hilarious.
In a million years. Never. I literally at Mel's wedding, she had alcohol. She had a bar there.
Open bar.
Open
run
bar.
It up.
Yes. It was at a like a really nice hotel. What's the name of that hotel, Mel?
It was a club. What are those called?
Oh, like a country club.
It was a country club.
It was so nice. And I was like, this is what people do. I didn't know that this was an option. So you mean to tell me this whole time people been having weddings not at the church?
Absolutely. Open bar with secular music running from beginning to end.
Show did.
Run it up. And Greg, now we get that with yours.
Yeah, I know. Greg came in on you tell everybody.
Yeah.
How does it go? I don't know.
I'm the man.
Came in on the song.
He sure did.
And was doing all the Atlanta stuff. And
all
I was
the
just,
Atlanta stuff.
I was just like, you can do this?
We did what we wanted.
I didn't know you could do this. I literally, it never occurred to me.
That's hilarious.
That the Aloe Black, that's exactly who it was. Mm-hmm. It never occurred to me that there were like, I know this is very much like, duh, of course, Melissa. But I really need you guys to understand, like, the way that I've been brainwashed. Yeah. I've been trying to tell
y'all.
Well,
and there were a ton of weddings that happened
in church.
In that church when we went there.
So
like,
true.
Every time somebody got married, it was like, okay, so it's going to be at the church.
Yes.
What time should
yes.
we be here for it? So yes. It was like, that was the only thing that was happening.
Yes. And I promise to God, it didn't occur to me until Mel's wedding. So then I was like, aha. So then after Mel's wedding, I was introduced to destination weddings.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, what are these people doing? What do you mean?
Living their life.
Living their life? Not doing it in a church already. And then you're going to have people fly?
Oh, my God. And all the people are flying for yours.
And all the people are flying. Okay? I just really didn't know. And so I really actually wanted to do it in like a beautiful place like Greece or like Paris. And then, first of all, it's very expensive. That's A. But B, my unpopular opinion is that Paris is
like storybook fans romantic.
I agree.
But in real life,
it's not.
Who wants to be there? After you see the tower,
it'd be like
the Eiffel Tower. And you have one French meal.
And this is the thing about the French, they don't really be eating like that. So it'd just be like, here's some bread.
That literally, it'd be like, here's our French Parisian bread.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh.
Here's a pastry with chocolate. Here's a pastry that's glazed. Here's a pastry with cheese. Here's a pastry. Girl, if you don't give me some bacon and eggs.
Literally. Well, and then, right, if you're in London, they give you that nasty European breakfast. And so the whole European experience.
You will lose weight.
Is
for the storybooks.
It really is London. I'd be like,
let me tell you, when we were getting married, my coworker, was like, it's a white older guy, and he was like, where are you guys gonna go for your honeymoon? And I'm like, you know, we're trying to figure it out. And he was like, you don't want to go somewhere like Paris, somewhere in Europe? And I was like, why would I do that? I said honeymoon. Why would I go there?
It's really not.
What am I gonna do? I am going to somewhere with palm trees and a beach.
Correct.
I am not going to go walk around Europe. That's not even my vibe. I don't know if you've met me.
I concur.
Absolutely not. We went to Costa Rica.
And had a ball.
And had the best time up in somebody's mountains, okay?
Because that's what you should do.
We couldn't even use internet, okay? It was like, hold on, we may have went a little too far. But it was not Europe. That's just not the vibe.
I'm not like, Barca, I do enjoy Italy. So Italy, I do enjoy. Barcelona, I think is beautiful. But like, very specifically, let me just be specific, because Europe is a whole continent, right? Paris and London. It's a no for me, dog.
Not absolutely.
It's a no for
me. I actually do like London, though. I feel like I would, like, in another day and time, I would have lived there. But not for a wedding and not for a honeymoon.
It's not. But also, I feel like once you see Big Ben.
That's what I'm saying.
That also is always in scaffolding.
Yeah, it is.
Like, is this New York? Like, figure it out. Like, put it together. What's happening? Why is it always under construction? And then once you see the castle, Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, you see them guards, and then you've seen the guards.
Girl, seen the castle. We seen the most exciting thing about Buckingham Palace one time when we went, a guard passed out. That was... When I tell you, he fell!
That is terrible.
The most exciting. Everything else was like, okay, girl. Like,
it is worth doing like the one time.
No, 100%.
And then after that, you're like, oh, I don't have to come back.
Because when the guys were on tour, they used to always do a London date. And so at first it's like, oh, this is so cool. You guys are like doing international dates. Oh, this is so cool. By the second time, I said, I ain't got to go back. I don't
wait because somebody said Portugal. We went to Portugal. I mean, if that's where you want to go, you should go. I wouldn't go back.
me either. I just don't get this. He said, "What do you mean, sir?"
No,
not enjoyable.
Not enjoyable.
Also, to be fair, this is after our horrific trip.
True.
In Germany.
True. We had a terrible time in Germany.
We had a terrible
And then it went to Portugal, but it was ugly weather.
It was terrible weather.
The food
was not fooding. And I just knew we were going to have some amazing food. I was all on TikTok.
That food was not.
All the folk on TikTok. Dishes where I ate it in, where was it? In Portugal. It was so amazing. Let me show you the place.
So amazing.
Listen to this. These are my top 10 places I ate. Bookmark. We're going to go. Y'all lied. Y'all, everybody giving you the same places to eat at, and they were terrible.
Terrible. Not enjoyable.
Sorry. It's a no. No. My answer is no. Greece was great. Italy was great.
You been to Greece?
I think so. No, I haven't been to Greece.
Oh, I was like, hold on. When did you go to Greece?
No. Italy was great.
And Spain.
Venice was great. Rome was great. Barcelona was great. That's all I got for you.
Well.
And I'm low key. I'm kind of, I kind of want to go to another like tropical place.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think for the next trip, I would like
somebody
to go someplace.
Somebody said we are vacationers and not travelers. That may be true.
That is true.
That may be true.
When we go to places with the boys, we travel. Like when we did Egypt, we were like, let's experience Egypt. Let's go see the sites and the museums and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. That is like, let's experience, let's travel, right? But there are times where I'm like, I don't want to get up and then meet a guide and then and then you learn me about the historical facts.
That's not me. I am.
I want a cup of rum.
Vacation me every time. Listen, I will go to an all-inclusive resort.
Correct.
To every...
Yes.
Everywhere in the Caribbean. You name it, I will go. And it will be all-inclusive. I don't even have to leave the resort. That's It'd be the true. Same experience, just in a different place. Yes. And I will do it every time.
Yes, I agree.
I'm not going to walk no museum. Yes. I'm not going to go see no castles. I'm not doing that. Not on a vacation I'm paying for. Now, listen. Yeah. If somebody else is paying for it and as a part of that payment, I am required to then walk, I will do it. That's
yes,
fine.
I agree.
I am not... Not on a place, not at a time when I need a break from life. The whole point for me to travel is I have to, like, decompress.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not going to decompress by going to learn about your history.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's just not who I am.
Yeah. I think you do have to define if you are, like, going to experience and, like, you know, do the things. Or if you're like, no, I just want to, like, vacation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we've done a combination of both.
Sure.
And when we've gone to London and Paris, for that matter, we didn't have no guide or nothing, but we were there trying to, like, take in all the stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I will say, though, when I went to Singapore, and I do want to go back, but it felt like a combination of both. I will say that. Because it's such a... It's beautiful and it's like things to see, but it also feels so tropical.
Yeah,
and everything is just beautiful. It felt like a good mix, so I would want to go back. But I also would want to go back for like 2 days, and then I would want to hop over to like Thailand.
Yeah,
and not to like take in Thailand.
Yeah, I think that's actually the good thing now, is a mix of both. Mm-hmm. I would want to like understand where I am, the history, have an appreciation. I also believe one of the best ways to experience a place is through like authentic food there. Mm-hmm. So like I love that kind of stuff, but then also then leave me alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hate people telling me when to wake up. We talked about this before. Don't tell me when to wake up. I will wake up when my body wakes up.
Because that's the whole point.
And then I will decide what I'm going to do at that point. Leave me alone.
Yeah, otherwise I could just be at work for that.
Absolutely.
And I want everybody to be clear. What we do, this is work. I know it just be talking, but like, it be work too.
It be work.
You want to go ahead? And then, we ain't talked about nothing. We caught y'all on long story short was that I was going to talk about some other stuff, but it don't matter.
Oh, sorry.
No.
The other thing about vacations is when you go to a resort, you don't have to think about what you're going to eat.
Show enough.
And if you want that experience at home, you need to key in on HelloFresh. Okay, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Ditch the meal planning woes and dive into HelloFresh's biggest menu yet, with over 50 recipes and even more market items to choose from every single week. Make delicious food a priority this summer with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to your door. Just choose your meals and select the delivery date. HelloFresh handles all of the meal planning, shopping, and most of the prep, so all you have to do is open your box and get to cooking. I obviously love HelloFresh. My kids are going to Atlanta after the wedding, but when they get back, we will be using HelloFresh for the entire summer because I don't have time to think about what the heck I should feed you. They have a couple favorite meals. There's a meatball recipe we love. There's a meatloaf recipe we love. They got some taco recipes that we love. We love mostly everything that gets delivered to us, and I don't have to think about it. The hardest part about cooking and being a parent is figuring out what we're going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have to start thinking about it at like 10 a.m. When you wake up, it's like, oh, okay, what do we have planned today? And what are we going to have for dinner?
Yes.
And then you have to schedule time to go to the grocery store in order to get the prep. And then you have to have time to prep and then cook.
Yes.
All of that is removed with HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/GJApps.
GJ apps?
Yeah, for free appetizers for life.
Got it.
One appetizer item per box while subscription is active. That's free appetizers for life at HelloFresh.com/GJApps.
GJ apps.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to move on. That was our long story short, and Mel's popped the trunk. We'll do another pop the trunk. But before we go into that, let me just do a little bit of the perfect match.
Do it, girl.
And then we can end on the pop the trunks.
Okay.
Okay. I thought Melanie and I had made an agreement that we were going to watch The Perfect Match. So I stayed up last night.
I was too busy looking for a dress.
I'm so sorry. I stayed up last night getting completely caught up. Okay, so the only thing I'm missing right now is the finale that comes out on like Friday. I think.
Oh, it's not even out yet.
Yeah, it's not out yet. Okay, let's talk about the first and the foremost. Dear black women, don't go on this show.
Oh, that's the lesson here?
Absolutely.
100%. Actually, that do be the lesson for all these dating shows.
That is the
They don't never set
lesson.
Us up right.
If you are not in a like round robin thing where you are choosing each other,
okay.
But it is just like basically you have to be picked for the team, they don't be checking for
they
us.
They don't.
And the way they completely overlook the beautiful black women
yes.
in the room is so, it's twofold actually. The only thing worse than overlook, I would rather, this is my actual truth, I would rather the men overlook the black women and send them home early mm-hmm. than to use them as a pawn
Amen.
To advance to the next round
yeah.
and then leave them and embarrass them the round
yep,
after.
Yep, yep.
And so what pissed me off specifically about this season is that Tolu was matched with Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Dom, if you don't know who Dom, I'm not going to give no explanations. You just got to know who Dom is because all this got a lot of history. And if you don't know who he is, I'm so sorry. You're going to be confused on this part. The problem with Dom is that I thought I liked him.
I did, too.
Well, on that first, what was the first show he was on? The Mole?
It was The Mole. That's right.
The first show on The Mole.
I liked him.
I liked Dom. Then on the first season of The Perfect Match,
I thought
he got done so dirty.
Yes.
I thought the women was taking advantage of this little black man, and he's sensitive.
Yeah.
He just so sensitive, but he don't like black women.
Yes.
That's his actual problem, because someone reminded me, and by someone I mean my TikTok, reminded me that in the first season of The Perfect Match, he got matched with Colony.
He sure did.
And what did he tell that man? There's a beautiful, black, strong,
sure
independent
strong.
Woman that you
he
should.
He sure did. You know.
And passed her off.
Sure did.
And I forgot that. And so I thought I went into season two on some like, Dom, this is your chance. Go in here and get what you deserve. Do these women as dirty as they've done you because you deserve it. And then it was at Tolu's expense.
Yeah.
And I turned on him. Because, and this is when I specifically turned on him. They got matched. They had a good first date. And she was giving him all the flowers. It was electrifying.
Aww.
You're such a good black man or a good man. And we had such a good time. And there's just a connection. We have so much in common. You're from Houston. I'm from Houston. Rah, rah, H-Town. Ha, ha. Beyonce.
Hey.
Do the things. Cowboy Carter. And then as soon as a little racially ambiguous girl came in, he act like he ain't seen a girl a day in her life. Ignored her. Was rude to her, went into the room and had this energy and was low-key trying to make it seem like it was her. No, your energy changed.
Yes.
I like you. All of a sudden, you don't like me, and I thought we liked each other 2 minutes ago. What's happening? Forced her to go. Not forced her, but like very much recommended that you should go find your person.
Yeah.
You should put yourself on a date.
That's terrible.
Piss me off.
Wait, let me just say this because you're saying it, but I just want to say it again, which is that it reiterates this notion that black women are unattractive.
Yes.
Not desirable.
Yes.
Too strong.
Yes.
Intimidating. Okay. And it's countered with women from other ethnic backgrounds, okay? And they are desirable and they are attractive, okay? And there is no counter to that. The shows don't do, the productions don't do a service in countering that because people have the right to have preference, okay? You can like who you like. That's your business. But if you're going to have a show in which you put black women particularly on and you don't have people, they don't even have to be black men, but if you don't have people who would then find them attractive, you are then doing not only doing a disservice, mm-hmm. but you are like
reinforcing
this idea that black women are not attractive and
I
not
agree.
Desirable. And that is unfair.
It's so unfair.
Don't even put them on the show if you're not going to do that. One of the things I loved about the South Africa show. That was a shit show. But the thing that I loved, it was that those men found those women attractive.
Show did.
They picked them. They
and
wanted
they were
them.
Brown skin.
And they were brown skin. They loved on them. And you don't see that with these other perfect match where everybody's in a bikini.
Be clear.
And
Americanized.
Americanized.
The American 100%. Version of these
yes.
shows.
Everybody's in the little skimpy bikinis and everybody's prattin' around, prancing around. Okay, and on those American shows, the black women aren't picked.
Ever.
And that
is so frustrating.
Drives me insane.
It is frustrating. Then she goes with, did she get caught up with Cass? And he is a brown-skinned black man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from wherever he's from, somewhere in Europe, I want to say. But, like, brown skin.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's finna be the... He finna go. No. Let me tell you who liked the girl. This man look... Let me pull him up. He looked like he is in a Disney movie. I kid you not.
Oh, the...
His name is Chris. Chris from...
Don't go on these shows.
The Perfect Match.
Don't do it.
He looks like he is literally from Melanie.
He looked like he's Aladdin.
The white man in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yes. That's a better description yes. because Aladdin actually has a little more.
Yes, he has some color.
Yeah, he looks, absolutely, he does.
Yes. So this, but then he pissed me off too, Chad. Everybody was pissing me off.
I was going to say, the whole show.
Everybody was pissing me off. I was like, Gaston, that's who he looked like.
Gaston, that is.
Yes.
It is.
So this is Chris. I was for Chris too, because this is what happened. They're sitting at the table, right? And they're doing this like truth or dare game. And all the new people are in the house. Everybody's trying to figure it out, whatever. And so everybody, you know, jockeying for a position, who they're going to match with. And so Tolu asked the table. No. She asked Chris because it was her turn to ask him. Well, I dare you, because in his past life, he was an adult entertainer. Okay. Not a stripper, but, you know, but the entertaining kind.
Uh-huh.
And so, sorry, this earring got heavy. So she says, I dare you to give a lap dance to the girl you most fancy in the room.
To Gaston. Okay.
Chad, he got up and went straight to Tolu, and she was unprepared, and so was I. That girl said, ooh, ooh, ooh. I said, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wait a minute.
You mean to tell me in a room of two black men, the white man that looked like a freaking doggone Disney prince is the one that likes Tolu? What?
Well,
and was like, she's my type to a T.
Hello? Come on, Gaston.
My type to a T.
You better.
And that was my energy. Okay, then. Come on, Gaston.
Because all these other jokers.
Okay. You better. I was like totally here for it, because when I tell you it was like I was blindsided, I didn't see it coming from a mile away. Like I could have bet money that this was never like.
So what, I got to go back on my rant?
No, because then this is what happened. And this is why he pissed me off.
Oh.
Then they had the little mixer with the women that wasn't picked to stir up chaos, because this whole season was none but chaos.
Yeah,
and as soon as he saw the red, he didn't even go for the other black girl. I was like, oh, I know who you're going to go for. Melinda. Melinda's from the host from Too Hot to Handle, Dated and Related.
Why are you calling her the host?
Because she was the host on one of the shows.
Oh, okay.
On Dated and Related.
But before that, she was on, you know who she... Go ahead. Sorry.
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
But let me tell you why the host part is important, but I'm going to get to it in a minute. So, because she was the host on the show he was on. And he was like, I had a crush on you, but you were the host. She was like, yeah, I kind of noticed you too. But as the host, like, I had to maintain my professionalism or whatever. Mm. So I'm like, oh, he's going to go after her. They kind of hit it off a little bit, but then he kind of like skirt her and went back to Tolu. So I was like completely here for it, because I was like, oh, he like her. Like, I'm here for it. And went after some other girl. And I was like, and then lied to Tolu. And then when Tolu was like, well, let's talk about it. Can y'all both come forward? Let's talk about it. He said that he wasn't really into you and like it could be whatever. And he was like, I didn't say that. And she was like, I'm going to leave because you're not going to sit here and lie to me to my
Hello?
Face. Yes. So Tolu was like, well, just let me know, because if you want to experience other girls, like I don't have to be the one to hold you back. And I was just like, you didn't piss me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you, if you don't like the girl, like the girl.
Her, yeah.
If you don't like her, let her go. Like if you don't like me, then don't talk to me. So anyway,
if you don't like me, then don't talk to me.
It was stupid. So he pissed me off. This is the important part about Melinda. Okay. Melinda, the host, non-host contestant. Yes.
She was on Too Hot to Handle at first. But okay. That's why I know her from. But
got
okay.
it. So she was on Too Hot to Handle. I don't know what she hosted. I thought that's what she hosted. She hosted something else. Anyway, she's on there prancing around doing her little situation when they started up the chaos. And Harry, who was on another dating show, tall, basic white man. Okay. Like, this is the thing. You could actually be like a cute white dude.
Absolutely.
He's not it.
Oh.
He's just tall.
He's just tall.
He is tall, but he is misogynistic. Oh. He is a womanizer. Oh. The way he talks about women is not attractive. I don't understand the appeal outside of he's got to be 6'5", 6". I mean, he is just
what does he have
tall.
To offer? He's tall.
Literally. And that would be his offering. Because when you talk to him, you're just kind of like, I don't want to be with you. And I certainly won't want you to be the daddy to a daughter.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
So he gets matched up with Jess. We all remember Jess. You are going to croak when you see me. You're going to have an asthma attack. You're choke.
Yeah.
You're going to need an EpiPen.
Yay.
That Jess. Okay. Yeah. Who I thought I liked, but now I'm a little bit confused on her too. Everybody in this season had me a little bit confused. She had me a little bit confused. So anyway. He picks up Melinda. They're at the beach. There's rocks. She's shoeless.
He's like, I'll pick you up and take you to the bathroom. So she's like, okay, then.
So he picks her up, you know, because he's tall. Yes, Jess from Love is Blind. He has been matched up with Jess. Mind you, at this point with him and Jess, they're like, child, I love you.
This is Harry.
Harry okay. to Jess.
6 foot.
I love you.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be a role model to your daughter.
Hey, man.
I see us having a relationship outside of the four walls of this show.
Okay.
Like, you're my everything. You're the love of my life. Like, laying it on thick, 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 thick. Okay? And she's eating it up. Like, okay, then, yeah. Like, it's whatever. Like, I love you, too. Okay? They go on this little thing. He's already talking reckless. Like, the Kaz, who's actually a really cute black dude. Kaz is so freaking cute. Okay, like he's so cute, and gets with Micah.
Oh, Micah is blonde hair.
Yes, Love is Blind.
Yes.
Anyway, let me not get sidetracked because the whole thing, I was like, everybody's doing this wrong. Everybody's doing it wrong.
Okay.
Kaz, you see her?
Mm. Go ahead, keep
okay.
going.
Okay, so she's like, I'll pick you up and take you to the bathroom. So he picked her up. I don't know what happened to the footage. Okay, I think they're gonna drop it in the finale,
probably.
But there's no footage. All of a sudden, all you hear is, oh, you just kissed me.
Wait, it's Harry, 6 footer, is
kissing Melinda.
Melinda, black girl.
There's no camera footage of it, but you hear her voice.
Yeah.
He says, no, I didn't. There's no camera. Who saw it? Then it evolves into, you're just clout chasing. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. All you're doing is clout chasing. Nobody saw it. So now, fast forward a little more. He's denying it, denying it, denying it, denying it. He goes back and meets his Jess. Okay. All the guys and the girls are having a conversation about how it went when y'all, we were separated and the other people came. And he's like in the bed crying. So Jess is downstairs with the whole group and she's like, where's Harry? They're like, I don't know. Cause you know, the guys are going to be guys and be like, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, where's Harry? He's like, I don't know. She goes upstairs. He's under big, tall, lanky, 6 foot man under the covers crying.
The drama.
Talking about, I just feel like I wasn't a good role model for Autumn. That's the daughter.
For the daughter?
Yes. I was, and I didn't represent myself well. And when the girls come over tomorrow, a lot of girls going to be saying a lot of things.
Oh,
but
oh.
I want you to know nothing else happened. I just picked her up.
Heads up.
I just picked her up and I shouldn't even did that. And so Jess is like, I feel like it's more to this story.
Absolutely. Because what? Why you need to tell me you picked her
and
up
why
and there was rocks?
Why is there so much drama?
Right. With this.
You're crying.
The drama,
in the
sir.
Bed. 6 foot man. And all you did was pick her up?
Right.
The math ain't mathing, but okay. So the girls come. They have a little table, a little chat with all the girls. And so Melinda's like, Jess, what did he tell you? He walks by. He's like, I'm about to throw up. Oh, I'm about sure. to throw
oh,
up.
Oh, absolutely.
She's like, he told me he picked you up and that he said, you know, he'll put a baby in you. Because Melinda's like, you know, I'm 30. Like, I'm ready for a baby. He's like, I'll put a baby in you.
No.
Mind you, the camera doesn't hear it. This is all at this point. Yeah. He say, she said.
Yeah.
And so Jess is like, yeah, he told me he said that. And so Melinda's like, well, did he tell you he kissed me? The whole table is like, oh. Mind you, because they're appearing to be the strongest couple.
I was going to say, they've been lovey-dovey. I love the you. Whole I'm going to be in your life. I'm going to take care of your kid. And all of a sudden, Melinda is like, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you was around, he picked me up. And then he kissed me.
And then he kissed me twice.
Because being tall is not a personality trait.
Exactly. Integrity is, though.
100%.
Okay. So then, this is what pissed me off about Jess. She going to say, well, do you feel good now? And basically, the sentiment is embarrassing me in front of all these women. If that's what really happened, you could have took me aside and had this conversation.
First of all.
I'm sorry, what? Wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
Wrong answer. Why are you attacking me?
I don't owe you nothing. He do.
He does.
And if he going around telling, if his mouthpiece is that I'm lying, I'm going to correct that in front of everybody who needs to be corrected in front of, including you, honey.
Including you.
And everybody else. And that's my choice.
Because he is literally going around saying, they know who I, basically his energy is that you guys know who I am in the Netflix universe. And because of that, she's trying to associate herself with me and drama to extend her 15 minutes of fame. That's essentially what his, like, that's why she's lying. She's lying because she just wants to be associated with me and she's clout chasing. Basically, she's just clout chasing.
Well, let's extend this 15 minutes of fame till 30. And let's have a conversation about the fact that you kissed me, sir.
I am so excited.
Oh my gosh.
For this renewal. Because this is, the reunion. Because this is the thing. And Netflix, they, even if the cameras didn't catch it, that audio did.
Absolutely.
Because they're mic'd.
They be mic'd.
So even if, which I don't know how, because again, of who he is, how is the camera not on him?
Yeah.
And he just picked up that girl, okay? After he said Cass had another little cute little black girl all over him, and he's matched up with Micah, which, whatever. He's matched up with Micah, black girl, and Harry's like, I don't know how he's doing it. He got strength and stamina because I would have folded. And the other guy's like, yeah, I would have too. And then Harry says, I would have folded even if I was married with two kids. And Jess, you believe that same man that's been talking crazy about, like, the most objectifying things. He said this other girl was cream pied. I had to Google it. I didn't even know what it meant. I was like, what the heck is cream pie mean? He's like, me and her have history, and I heard Stefan, whatever his name is, cream pider.
Jesus.
I was like,
oh no.
Just out of pocket.
Out of pocket.
And that's the same man. He's like, I've been to therapy. He's crying to Jess. I've been to therapy. I did so much self-work. I'm a change, and I just feel like everybody's looking at me like the person I was, and I'm not that person anymore. I just want you to give me a chance and not judge me on my past.
Boy,
the lies. Boy. So anyway, y'all should catch up.
Y'all should watch.
That's the long and the short of it.
I need to catch up as well. And if you want to have therapy like Harry, it sounds like.
Yeah, because he need it. Okay. Matter of fact, he should fire his therapist and come on this BetterHelp therapist.
Amen. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp, and we are so excited to tell you about them. This year has gone so quickly, and I am proud of a lot of things this year so far. I've accomplished a number.
I'm proud of you, too.
Oh!
I'm so proud of you.
This is so sweet.
I'm out here sitting like, when could I break in here? You came with the perfect flow.
Oh, say your speech, Greg.
I'm bringing her flowers because my wife, within a year,
that is so sweet,
started her YouTube.
I did.
And she created this whole platform up to 20,000 followers. And I'm going to kiss you. How many times do you kiss this girl? Two times?
Yeah, three times, Greg. Three times.
Thank you.
this is for you.
I appreciate
and
it.
And I'm proud of you. Thank you so much.
I was not expecting this. I was not saying we my kids. Don't bring them in here.
Yeah. Oh, I want to say, do your thing. I'm going to go say hi to the girls.
Thank you.
Have your moment.
Yes. That was very sweet of you.
So, yes, I came on here.
I feel hot now. I was like, why are you here?
Because she's done this and she's
made it. Thank you.
Made it possible and made it.
That was very sweet of you.
Yeah, she's making me a believer because y'all know I don't, you know, social media for me is real hard to handle. But I'm seeing it. She ain't got no rich uncles. Nobody putting on
we
like
got Kev.
That. Oh, yeah, we got, okay, yeah, we got Kev. We got a rich brother-in-law.
And sister. Amen.
And sister-in-law. But no, yeah.
Thank you.
This is very impressive. I'm proud of you. And this, I wanted to just come on here and let you know that.
Very sweet gesture. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Come on, one more. Holla at y'all. Peace out. Keep this in the don't edit this.
That was sweet.
Now they can't see.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
Oh, we're definitely keeping this in. He said take it out?
No, he said don't take it out.
Oh no, this has to stay in. That's a good man, Savannah.
Amen.
That was sweet, Greg.
It was very sweet. And in the middle of the BetterHelp app. So, we're going to run it back, which is to say that this year has gone so quick. After talking about Perfect Match and the chaos of that,
he
going into BetterHelp and then getting this just that whole segment. I don't know what the show is about anymore, you guys. Just bear with us here. This year has gone so quickly, and to the point of the flowers, one of the things I am very proud of is that I recently hit 20,000 subscribers on YouTube, which I'm very excited about. But there's obviously so many more things that I want to accomplish with growing that channel and continuing to obviously to grow Jen and Juice and growing all the things. And so when life goes so fast, which it currently is, it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year. And therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. I always love therapy because it's amazing to really take stock, but also to like reevaluate, adjust, and have somebody to bounce off all the ideas and things swirling in your head. And having someone who you pay to do that is good, because sometimes when you don't pay people and you have them to bounce stuff off of, what bounces back don't always be good. Mm-hmm. It don't always make sense. Mm-hmm. It's not always very helpful. But with BetterHelp, these people are here for that. And they can give you just more informed responses than someone that maybe you just have been friends with for a long time. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
GJ. I did not know. Someone asked. I did not know. He just perfectly timed that.
Listen, it was great timing.
Yeah, it was great.
Ow.
That's it. That's all on that. Catch up.
I'm going to. I'm going to
catch up. And watch
up.
The finale on Friday.
Okay.
And then Greg can be back with roses to cleanse our palate.
Well, this is our last episode.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
For the break.
Of the toxicity. Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
We will go into the, how did you feel about your flowers and roses?
I was surprised. Literally, I'm still like, I had no idea that he was going to do that. I was very excited on whatever day I hit the thing.
Tell them about your accomplishments and what you've been doing before we move on.
Jesus. I at the end
that's
of
how your mama do you go
yes,
go, tell
go
the
ahead
people.
And do the things
tell
at the end people. Of last year I decided to get very intentional about trying to go grow YouTube because TikTok obviously has been growing, which is amazing, and I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say, and that's okay, but I'm gonna say the way that I feel, which is that sometimes TikTok can feel a bit more out of my control. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people make the video, whatever. I made the video, and it feels like it happened to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making the videos, and I am proud and think I do a good job, and that platform has continued to grow. But YouTube is the first platform where I was like,
I want to grow this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to put more into the videos that I post there. Changing. Before, I was just putting whatever went on TikTok, I just put it up on YouTube. But instead, I started, the YouTube, landscape is different than the TikTok one. So let me adjust that. I worked with an editor for a while as far as like making it. We got a graphic on there. Mm-hmm. So it just became more intentional in trying to put descriptions in there and renaming the YouTube page. And so being able to hit 20,000, which was my first goal, I felt really proud because it felt like my work. It felt like I did this one. Yeah. And it didn't just happen, but like I did this one. So anyway, it's been, and the being able to see comments of people who are discovering me mm-hmm. on last week, somebody, a girl who has like 600,000 subscribers on YouTube, she used my video in her video. Oh, nice. And then she said, go follow this creator, go check her out. This is where I got her video. And the thing that I really appreciate, because I know this to be true, is that when people with big platforms like Kev, mm-hmm. even people with big platforms can shout you out all day, mm-hmm. and that will give you visibility 100%. Mm-hmm. If the people who come to your page don't feel like it's worth staying for, they will leave.
Absolutely.
They will come to your page to see what this creator has talked about, what you got going on. And if you don't have something on there that they like, they won't stay.
Yeah.
And so what I appreciate is that the comments that I got from last week were, came here because of her video, mm-hmm. but I love your content, just subbed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it felt like you came over here and you got what you were coming for.
Yeah.
And you like it.
Yeah.
And so therefore you're staying. So it still felt like.
It's affirming.
Yeah. It still felt like that. So anyway, it just felt really hitting this milestone, particularly for YouTube, just felt really, really good. I'm like still growing on TikTok. Obviously, I'm about to hit 700,000, which is insane to me. But like this 20,000 just feels really, really good for YouTube.
Yeah. I think that it is important to say that growing on any platform is huge, right? It takes effort to grow on any platform, yeah. quite literally. And the way that a lot of times it can feel like the algorithm is working against you, mm-hmm. if you're able yes. to Amen. Like push through that Amen. And grow, yeah. it's huge. And so one of the funny things about TikTok is that for whatever reason, like in the like social media universe yeah. of all social media platforms, it always feels like TikTok followers are like the value of a TikTok follower yes. is less than
100%.
The value of other, and Absolutely. To be honest, it always feels like YouTube is the gold standard of followers, subscribers, however you want to call it. But growing 700,000 on any platform yeah, yeah. is a reflection. You can stumble into a viral video, to be honest, on TikTok. You
yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
can. You can. There are plenty of people that have an act. Like, I don't know how it happened, Chad. I just got this random viral video on TikTok, and you can't replicate that.
Yeah.
The difference is with male is that they're not random. You can count on 100,000 view video pretty consistently,
yeah, yeah.
which does speak to the work ethic, the content, the quality, and the fact that people are searching you out.
Yeah.
So there's no like there. You can't devalue the work you put into it because 700,000 is not accidental.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
With that said, YouTube is not easy.
It's hard.
Because of the algorithm specifically on TikTok, and again, I that's why I prefaced it with yeah. saying, like, you're putting in the work. There's no devalue of that work here.
Yeah.
And stealing two things can't be true.
Yeah, yeah.
Growing YouTube in 2024 is difficult.
Yes.
Because YouTube has its stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the platform, to be honest, as the most longevity, yeah. as the most consistent pay, and you can depend. Like, I know people often say that TikTok is like the new search engine. And for some things, when it's quick, fast, in a hurry, I'm a TikTok kid.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be honest.
YouTube.
I'll still be on that YouTube to this day.
Yeah.
Okay. I might go on TikTok and somebody be like, this is my, you know, setup. And they show you, but then they be doing it real, real quick.
Real fast.
Let me tell you something. What did you use? So I can go on YouTube and Google it so someone can give me a 45-minute detail. Give me the pros. Give me the cons. Give me an evaluation of last year's model versus this year's model. And tell me what you think is the best based off the value of my money. And if I want to spend under $50, because that's all I got, you better tell me this is the best you can get for $35. And out the door, $42.52 with taxes.
Man.
Okay? Because YouTube's going to give you the stuff.
It does.
All right.
That it's perfect for long form. It just is. And TikTok, even though they are expanding their time frame, you can now do like up to 30 minutes on TikTok.
But nobody's staying for it.
Nobody's staying for it. And low key, because of, honestly, the interface, because they're captions take up some of the video screen, and then you can't have too many things on the edge because that'll get covered up, and then the search bar is always at the top, so the real estate that you have on a TikTok video is it's small, and YouTube, that's just not the case,
right?
It's a wider it's content first, and it's I don't feel like that TikTok, I feel like it was created for viral moments. And YouTube was created more for information. It's more information based. And so low key, that even goes into what you post and the strategy behind how you post it. And like, you have to think about all of that. And so anyway, to that point, it's just really hard to grow on there. And it takes a lot of intentionality, is my opinion.
Yeah, no. It definitely takes a lot of intentionality. But it is the platform that you will get the most bang for your buck if you do grow it, because they haven't figured out Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever it's called, Threads, TikTok.
Yes.
They you play with my money, Smokey.
100%.
They will play in your face.
I have, what we say, almost, it's like 635 maybe on TikTok subscribers or followers, whatever. And I just hit my 20. This is the first month that the same amount of money that I make from TikTok, I am also making on YouTube. This is the first, and I'm like, I have 20,000 and I have 700, almost 700,000. I have videos that have cleared 1 million on TikTok. My video just cleared 100, one video just cleared 100,000 on YouTube, and yet I'm getting the same amount of money from both. Something ain't right.
Because they play in your face.
Y'all got to do the math. They
play in your face. Instagram, and this is the other thing that's great about, sorry, this has become a social media rant. I apologize.
This
is all over the place. I do apologize. If you're interested in growing or getting into this is some behind the scenes information that you really should know, and that is this. TikTok, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
The point is, grow your YouTube. The point is, grow your YouTube. I don't know what I was going to say, but I'm going to say this. Because they've been around for longer and because the content is longer, they're able to put those ads in and it makes sense with that split. TikTok be like, I'm going to stroke your ego and give you a viral video.
Oh,
and a lot of times people be happy with that. Yeah. But when you try to make content creation your job, and let's be clear, it is a job.
It absolutely limited. Yes.
It is a job. Yeah. There is work that goes 100%. Into this. There's strategy that goes into this. There's marketing that goes into this. There's time and effort and thought that goes into this. It is a job in a different way than what you do, but a job nonetheless.
Absolutely.
It is a job. But because the content is shorter and because TikTok be like, if they search for you, you don't get no money.
Oh, man.
But if they come on your FYP, you get money.
And
but also,
they pick what goes on the FYP.
But then they pick what goes on the FYP. And then plus also, and if you do this, we gonna say strike because you copyright the video. That's your own video.
They just removed all the audio from my last video. They took the whole audio.
The one, and it'd be your voice?
Well, no, this one, they removed it because Karen Reed. But it's the whole, and they gave me a community violation strike.
TikTok be like, hey, girl, not you making money over here. Not you. Did we just give her a check? Can you look at her content and strike something,
taking
please?
Taking all the money from this video away. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And YouTube be like, hey, girl, hey, so these are the rules. Once you hit this many subscribers or this many hours watch or whatever, I don't know what it is now, but whatever it is, you qualify for the money.
Yes. Yes.
And then if you press this button, we going to force them to watch an ad.
Yes.
And then even if they skip, we still going to serve them an ad because you're not going to be on YouTube for 3 hours and just not. Well, you can. But then that's called YouTube Premium. So then you going to pay me anyway. So these are your options.
And then I just learned, because the people be helping me, when you go live, people have the ability to give you money there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't know this is a thing. Okay, let me try it out. Like, it's just...
They haven't figured out.
That YouTube is an amazing platform, I'm learning.
Yeah, YouTube hasn't figured
it
out.
I am new to it, but it is, and it's good.
And the content stays on there.
Yeah.
And so as people find you and they do their deep dives and catch up on everything, especially with your style of content, you're getting money from that. I still get dollars today from Love Hour content because most of that stuff is evergreen.
It's evergreen.
It's going to live on. And that's why YouTube is, that's why they say, I believe that YouTube is a superior, like it's more, they just have it more figured out.
Yeah.
All of that to say, still and yet, 700,000 on any platform is not random.
No. I take that. Yeah. I take that. I do work hard for the money, honey.
Come on.
But it is, yeah.
All right. Very good. Anything else we wanted to say on that before we do this?
Oh, I just needed to say that Joe graduated. I mean, Jose graduated.
Isaiah, we did. Sorry, it's because we started and I didn't want it to get longer right there. But,
Isaiah did graduate high school,
and the not the best part, but one of the best parts about that is Tammy.
Yes.
And Julian
came into town
and they surprised him, and I came downstairs because Tammy texted and was like, I'm here. So I went downstairs to make sure they were at the door. And I was like, shh, 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 shh. And so I went to the kitchen. I said, Isaiah, did you order food? Because there's Postmates out there. And he was like, no, I didn't order food. I was like, well, somebody ordered something. I need you to go get it. And so he was like, first of all, let me back up. Let me actually back up. So he graduated on Wednesday. Y'all know I get my hair done on Wednesday. So I'm at the salon and he's texting me, hey, can I go to my friend's house? We want to take pictures before the graduation.
Oh.
And I'm just like, why do you always think that this is what you should be doing? No, son, you can't do that. Like, no. Yeah. He was trying to do it for prom. I was like, why would you not think I want to take... I said, yeah. No, just... No.
No, sir.
And so he's like, yeah, but they're going to have professional pictures and I just want to be... No. He's like, but can we do our pictures first and then I go over there? No.
No.
And so he's like, I don't understand. I said, I need you to let me be your mom right now.
Aww.
And the answer is no. Let's get off the phone. And so
he's
at the age where, like, friends, like, he's acting like Kev in that way. Kev was very much like, let me go to Anthony's house. Let me go to Melissa. Like, he was very much that person. And Isaiah, he's just very social that way. It'd be driving me crazy. Anyway, so I'm like, no, you can't. So I come downstairs and I'm like, Isaiah, somebody ordered Postmates. You need to go grab it. And you could tell he was pissed because he was sitting at the counter. He's
sick,
like,
of you today.
Like, she's doing a lot right now. Like, she was just at the door. She left the door. And now she's telling me, and I just told her I didn't order Postmates. I'm so confused why this woman is like having me do all this stuff. So I'm standing in Kev's office with my phone like this. And he's even more like,
girl,
you're being a weirdo. And like, low key, I don't want to be here. He opens the door. He's like, mother, you surprised me. Totally worth it.
So sweet.
Totally worth it. Just totally worth it.
So
we
good.
Sat up in that boy's graduation. Hot.
Oh, it was so hot.
Hot.
It was very hot in there.
Oh my God. They had not a lick of AC. It was so doggone hot. I felt like my tears couldn't come out because I sweated them all out. Then Joe, I have to post it. I have to think about posting it, but I was like smiling like this because I was trying not to cry, trying to hold it back. And Joe said, mother, Isaiah just graduated. He's going to move out your face. How do you feel about that?
Very Joe.
I said, shut up, Joe. Shut up. So anyway, he is...
So exciting.
A high school graduate. We took them. We were supposed to go to ABFF. Let me tell you something. I know everybody can't do this, but I am going to tell you, we did do it, and I have no regrets. We were supposed to go to ABFF this weekend for work, and the weather in Florida was telling us not to come.
Uh-huh.
Okay. For the people that went, God bless you. But me and Kev were scared. Oh. And Nina. Me, Kev, and Nina were all on the text thread like, yes, see the weather.
She didn't go?
No. We literally, I don't know if I tell the business like that.
Oh, amen.
But we were like, well, I can't because actually it was the weather.
Yeah.
So we're like, you see the weather? Yeah, you see the weather? And so I sent a text, a screenshot because my, you know how you get alerts?
Yeah.
And it was like the governor of whatever put the stay on lockdown, state of emergency. So I screenshot. I sent it to a text thread with some eyes. And Kev was like, I don't want to go. Nina was like, me either.
No, that's terrible, though.
We were like, we don't want to get stuck. You know, like we had other things to do.
100%.
We didn't want to get stuck. Nina had other obligations. So it was like, I can't afford
to get
in Florida and not be able to get home. Plus, the boys were at home. Like, it was a lot. So anyway, we all decided not to go.
Yeah.
Okay. We emailed the lady. We're so sorry. And she was super accommodating. Yeah. She was like, I get it. Like, the weather's bad, whatever. And so me and Kev were like, you want to go to Vegas?
So perfect.
So we went to Vegas like the day or day Tammy and them left, the day after Isaiah's graduation, the next day, something like that. We went to virtual reality.
Oh, nice.
Freaking amazing time. We did the Adele concert, uh-huh. which was such a good time. And we did, we went to the WNBA game. This is the last thing I'm going to say about that. And then we can move on to Pop the Trunk.
You still
want to
do those?
Oh, okay. You don't want to? Okay, we don't have to. The last thing I'm going to say about this, which is we always talk about how networking is like super uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And actually, me and Kev are actually really bad at it, partly because me and Kev don't be outside.
Yes.
We very rarely. If we be outside, we'd be like, Mel and Greg, y'all want to come? Because then we can all be together. And then we'll leave and go to dinner afterwards. Like, legit, we don't really be outside like that. Like, we very rarely. If you're like, but y'all do, you should imagine how many invites we get.
Yeah, yeah.
That we say no to.
Yeah.
Like, we were supposed to go to the Biden thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't go. Because we were like, we're going to be in Vegas instead. We were supposed to go to a brunch. It ended up getting canceled. Didn't go. So many things come. We were supposed to go to Jackie Ina's Crown. We weren't not supposed to go. We were invited is what I should say. Invited to Jackie Ina's Crown Royal by Forever Mood uh-huh. thing. We got the invite for that. We'd be like, we going to stay home. Or we'd be out of town or whatever.
Yeah.
So for that, we missed it because we were in Vegas. So anyway, all of that to say, it was a very roundabout way of saying my favorite thing about Kev. And I was like, oh, Kev doesn't network. He just becomes fan of people.
Oh.
And he's a fan out loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when good. Kev is actually genuinely into something, he doesn't like, hey, at, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I watch your video and da-da-da-da. He doesn't do that. He'll just be like, I watched this girl's video.
Yeah.
It was so hilarious. And now I'm into her content. And he'll just talk about it naturally as a fan. And so then people are like, Kev, I know you were a fan. I love you. I love your content. And then it just becomes a connection.
Yeah.
So you all know with everything that's been happening in the last couple years with the WNBA, and Kev is very much, he just likes knowing. Kev knows a little about a lot of things. He just very much is very aware of everything. So he's been staying up with the WNBA, of course, Kev also being the person that he is deep dives deep into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he becomes a fan of the WNBA. He becomes a fan of these players. Child, next thing I know, the girl is like, her girlfriend is like, y'all gonna be at the game? I can get y'all tickets.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what? She didn't have the tickets we wanted because Kev was like, I want to sit courtside and like this opportunity. So we ended up sitting courtside. We didn't know. Listen, you guys, we're still new to this, okay? People be like, y'all got money. No, no, no. People be nice to us. During halftime, the people on the sidelines, they have a separate room. And there's food back there.
Oh.
And it's like catering. We were sitting there starving.
Oh.
And so she texted us.
Why
and
are
was
you whispering?
Like, because I feel like it's a secret. I feel like it's a secret. So she texted us. She said, oh, y'all must not know because everybody left and y'all were still there. Yeah. We were like, no, we didn't know.
Girl, what's happening?
We just bought tickets and we're sitting here. I don't know what to tell you. She was like, well, during the next break, follow me.
Yeah.
We went back there and said, ooh, y'all got nachos.
Y'all fancy back here.
They had nachos, hot dogs, Shirley Temples.
Oh, you know, that's your kid's drink.
Oh, candy, alcoholic beverages.
Oh.
There was charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. We was back there grubbing. We were so hungry.
That's
it
hilarious.
Was amazing. We got to take pictures. They called Kev. The guy, Kev. Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say for real. Kev is like, Melissa, I think they're going to call when we're getting dressed. He's like, I think they're going to call me on like the celebrity cam or whatever. And so I was like, they're not going to call you. But
you're
I'm like,
not a starlet.
Yeah, I'm like, they're not going to call you. Like, relax. But I'm like, let me not play myself. Let me put some makeup on. Because if we do end up being
just in case.
Because, you know, y'all see Miss Kev on stage, but y'all be seeing Melissa a lot of times too. And she don't, I don't take this makeup off. I don't even want to do my hair. I want to take the thing off and go live my life. That's it. So the guy comes. He says, are you Kev on stage? Okay, we're going to do it in the house.
Aww.
And we're going to call you. Kev was like, I told you. No! I told you. He was so excited. So it's very awkward. So the guy comes in the house. Kev on stage. And Kev is just like,
hi. Hi, Kevin Fredericks, a.k.a. Kev on stage. Nice to meet you all.
And they stay there for like, you know, the time that's just passed. This is awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you not done?
Yeah.
And I'm just smiling like,
we're here.
We're all here.
Celebrity here. That's us.
We were just not prepared for any of. They took pictures. It was great. Across from us
was LeBron James,
literally, and Savannah.
And Savannah,
literally. When I say across, I don't mean like
no.
Me
I
and
saw
Mel.
It. I was like, you better bring up the fact that LeBron.
We were on this side
and Savannah.
The court is here, but they were literally over there.
Did y'all wave at them?
No. So this is the thing. Oh, he talks Lord. Like this the whole time,
LeBron.
Yeah, because he don't want you to read his lips. But I said, because they announced it over the thing, Kev on stage is here. I said, Kev, he knows who you are.
Absolutely.
He can't not. Number one, the Spring Hill thing with Churchy.
Yes.
I say, even if he doesn't, he has to know Kev on
If you
stage.
Don't know Churchy is on BET.
Yes.
And in production with Spring Hill, which is LeBron James's
company.
Production company.
So I'm like, and then I probably am just making this part up, but I'm finna say it. Savannah had did looked at me.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I was like,
didn't y'all see him, her, and he saw her in the airport before?
Yes.
And didn't she speak?
Yeah, it did. It was a very much like,
yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
They know.
So all I'm saying is,
she probably watched Didn't You Say Savannah?
We're probably like 3 degrees of separation from like getting the Christmas cards in the mail. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if by Christmas they're like, Merry Christmas from the James family.
Yes. See what the on stages are doing today. Maybe they want to come over.
Yeah, I'll totally be there.
We got boys. They got boys.
It'll be great. So anyway, that was our like little. By the way, if you have a WNBA team in your city, the games are freaking electric.
Yeah.
So remember, we were like big fans of the WNBA when it first launched. Rebecca Robo was there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or Lobo. I don't remember.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah, the basketball, old school one. She was there. It was great. We had truly, it was
a good time.
Oh, my God. We had a lot. It was a really great weekend, and that was just a highlight. It was really a lot of fun. So, all right. That's it. That's all. We will be back. I thought about this. We'll see if it happens. Asking Kate to put some best of moments together.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll drop them during the time, so we'll see. But otherwise, if that doesn't happen, we'll see y'all the week of August 5th. Have a great summer. Enjoy
Indeed.
Your Juneteenth.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.